Welcome to today's Higher Every Day of Saturday, the 23rd of March 2024. Today's topic is God has not forgotten you. Our text today is taken from Isaiah chapter 49 verses 13 through 16. Sing, O heavens, and be joyful, O earth, and break forth into singing, O mountains. For the Lord hath comforted his people, and will have mercy upon his afflicted. But Zion said, The Lord hath forsaken me, and my Lord hath forgotten me. Can a woman forget her sucking child, that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yea, they may forget, yet will I not forget thee. Behold, I have graven thee upon the palms of my hands, thy walls are continually before me. Our memory verse today is taken from Isaiah chapter 49 verses 14 and 16. But Zion said, The Lord hath forsaken me, and my Lord hath forgotten me. Behold, I have graven thee upon the palms of my hands, thy walls are continually before me. Life is full of challenges and unpleasant experiences, which negatively influence our feelings towards God. In times of extreme hardship, we feel that God is estranged from us. The experience of disappointments, financial difficulties, failures and setbacks is common to everyone, including youths. When youths navigate such experiences, they feel that no one cares and that God has forgotten them. In our text, Israel claimed that God had forsaken and forgotten them. Is this your experience? There is hope for you in God. Replying Israel's claim, God stressed that a woman may forget her sickling child, but he will not forget them, having graven them in the palms of his hands. What an assurance from God to Christian youths! Beloved, when it seems you are forgotten, or when answers to prayers seem delayed, cry out to God. Don't despair. Don't doubt God's promised presence. He will neither forget nor forsake you. He did not forget Joseph in Egypt, or Jeremiah in the dungeon, or Malchiah in the court of the prison. Jeremiah chapter 38 verses 4 through 13. Wait for him and remain steadfast in faith. Quote for the day. Don't doubt God's promised presence. The challenge for today is, in adversity, have faith in God. Prayer. Help me, Lord, to depend on you in times of adversity. In Jesus' name, Amen. For more spiritual nourishment from Higher Every Day, visit us at www.highereveryday.app or follow the link on the website to download the mobile app. God bless you.